Hello, Amanda?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering, like, I noticed you keep writing on my car window, and could you just please not do that anymore?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I live just down the street here in...
I don't know what you're talking... I'm so sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you wrote Satan Rules 666 on my window, and come on, grow up. Just please don't do it again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't write anything in your car.
Well, who else would write it? It's like right there. It says Satan Rules 666. And I'm not offended or anything. I'm just saying, like, if...
Who is this?
It's Roy. I live just down the street from you.
Why would I write that on your car?
That's kind of what I want to know. I don't know why anyone would write that. Anyone that's not a teenager anyway. It's like something Matt Hillock would do. Just please don't do it again, okay? Whoa, settle down. Don't choke to death. I don't want to be like those Australian DJs.
Stop it! Who is this? You have to tell me who this is.
It's Roy. I've told you several times now. You know exactly who it is because you keep writing on my car.
I can't. Okay.
Are you really a Satanist?
No.
I'm just asking. I wouldn't write that on a car. Because, you know, God's watching.
All the time.
Yep. Sees you when you're sleeping. Just
Well.
Yep. Okay, well, anyway, you know, just please don't do it again. I don't want to have to involve the authorities or anything.
Talking
go,
to you.
Go answer your phone.
Bye.
Damn Satanist.
Oh, you're a sick bastard, Dave. Sick bastard, sick bastard. Fucking person with no balls.
At least I'm not winking at little kids.
Dick bastard. Probably jacking your little Peter right now, Dave.
That's mean.
That's your real name.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have balls enough to tell me who you are, where you live.
I told you I'm Dave.
Well, what's your name, big boy? What's your name, big boy? That's what I believe.
At least I'm not winking at little kids.
Off, Dave.
That's mean.
That's your real name.
Thank you, Chris, from Audio Adventures for that new intro song. I would have played the prank that goes with on the beginning of this show, but I just played that a few shows ago. Hi, everyone. This is the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. We talk about snowplows and snowplow maintenance. Snowplow repair, upkeep, how to change your snowplow fluids. This is a very important time of year for this show. It's always an exciting part of the year for me. It's when I get most of my new subscribers. So thank you, all you new people, for showing up. And thanks to the sponsors of today's show, Stan Trucker, Thomas Z, DeLorean Jackson, Lion 9, and Mr. John. Those are five of the many people supporting us over on patreon.com/phonelosers. And also thank you some of the new people who have signed up during this busy season, like Kevin C. and Jake B., Brandon J., Dustin P., Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration, Ryan M., What's a Heron? I think he's making fun of me. And Show Your Dick Who's Master, Son. That's the guy's name. I'm not just saying that. People like to join up with their little joke names and make me say stupid shit. If you'd like to join up and make me say stupid shit, please do that over at patreon.com/phonelosers. As a bonus, you'll get access to a big archive of shows, and you get an extra show every week. This week, there was two extra shows. You know how it's been like an entire week since I've done any shows? If you were a supporter, you would have gotten 2 shows already this week. I didn't mean for it to take me so long this week, though. I tried some things, they just didn't work out that great. And at this point, I don't know if I'm going to get 2 shows done this week, but I'm going to try to. On Wednesday, I did a show where I told stores in a mall that I was going to make their store disappear. I was a magician. That didn't go as well as I'd hoped. And then on Tuesday, I did this show where I told people that their Christmas lights in their windows of their homes were blinking secret messages to me in Morse code, which seems like a really stupid idea, but this one lady at the end completely believed me. Here, let me just go to a random spot in her call, just play a few seconds of it.
We don't know how to control this.
Well, you're blinking them in Morse code, though.
I am. Well, I'm not doing it. This is how these lights are.
Why would they sell lights that blink terrible, mean messages in Morse code?
What is it saying?
It's telling me to quit looking over there and to quit giving it snake eyes, and it's addressing me by name. It's saying Roy. It's blinking it in Morse code.
Are you kidding?
No. Like, I watch it whenever I drive by. I slow down and you know, just kind of take in the message. I was just looking at the pretty lights, you know, and it's blinking mean messages to me.
Oh, my God.
It's the weirdest thing.
Are you kidding? We had this tree for... Well...
But so you didn't program it like that?
I don't know. No.
Because I thought you were just...
No, these lights automatically came...
So that call goes on for, I think, over 10 minutes. And the lady seems to completely believe me. She's trying to figure out if she still has the box for the tree because she wants to take it back because trees shouldn't be communicating with her neighbors like that. And she wants to know what the tree is saying about her, if it's saying those things about me. She's going to download some Morse code charts on the internet and stand at her tree and try and decode the blinking. So that's what's been happening this week on the Hobosodes, if you want to go check those out. A few things before we get started. Number one, I need to remind everyone that there is a PLA Christmas sweater, and you don't have it yet. I ordered mine. It's not a real sweater. You know, it's a fake sweater like those ones that you see at Walmart. But it's pretty amazing looking. It's got cactuses on it. It says Happy Hobo Days. It's got the PLA bell and Christmas trees and reindeer. Everyone should have one of these. Make sure you go pick one of those up at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. Thanks, Buster Casey, for designing that one. And someone named Brian was asking if I had any PLA glassware, like, you know, I guess shot glasses or coffee mugs or pint glasses. And I don't exactly, but both of the stores, you know, there's Spreadshirt and then there's Zazzle.com/phonelosers. They'll let you make your own product using my logos. So you just pick whichever design you like, and then you switch the product into a coffee mug or a pint glass or whatever, and presto, you can make your own thing. At least 2 people have done that now. Tom Servo has done that, and King Richard has done that. I posted pictures of those on the Twitter, and maybe I'll make one of those the show art for today, just to entice you to go try it out. Because those mugs look really cool. I kind of want my own, even though I don't drink coffee or anything else that requires a mug. I want one. Or if you want to just bypass the stores, I put up a couple of the PLA logos on phonelosers.org/logos. So you can go there and just download these giant PNG files of the logo and put them on anything. Tomorrow, assuming I get the show out tonight on Friday, tomorrow on Saturday, I'm doing a new PLA show. As in the PLA call-in show, but it's going to be the video version, I think, and Rappy McRapperson is going to be on with me. And I don't know exactly what time. I think we talked like maybe 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern, something like that. I'm not completely sure. I'll announce it on Twitter. But if you're not doing anything tomorrow, you should tune in. I usually broadcast on Facebook and on the Shoutcast. So facebook.com/phonelosers. And you can listen on the Shoutcast by just going to phonelosers.org and clicking on the player thing up in the corner. But keep an eye on the Twitter on Saturday so you know when the show starts. It should be fun. Everyone loves Rappy. We're going to talk about the Illuminati and Donald Trump and all kinds of other fun stuff. And then after that, Dwight's show. Maybe not right after, but you know, Dwight's on Saturday nights. In other news involving snowplows, a stolen snowplow truck driven by a man without pants crashes in Portugal Cove St. Phillips. What the fuck is up with that name? This is an exciting story sent to me by Mr. Gordon. A pantsless man is facing a number of charges after a stolen truck with a snowplow blade wound up overturned in blah 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 Sunday, according to police, around 11:30 p.m. right by the Belle Island Ferry Terminal. It's up in Canada. They have weird names for everything. I have a hard enough time pronouncing American words. So if you want to hear more about this exciting news story involving snowplows, which is what this show is about, I will have a link in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. I think we should get started with today's show, don't you? By the way, thanks Micro Corgi for the yellow payphone handset. You know how some payphones have those yellow banana handset things? He sent me one of those to hook up to my payphone, and I did immediately. It works, it was compatible, super easy to install, and that of course means I need to do another payphone show soon. So I'm going to be doing that soon, maybe next weekend or something. But yeah, thanks, Micro Corgi. Okay, let's get started with today's show after we hear this new song from Henrik.
Santa? What can I do for you?
Pepsi Cola. Pepsi or Coke?
A Pepsi. Beef and a turkey?
Pepsi. Give me a Pepsi. All I want is a Pepsi.
Go
to the back room.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Jeez. You said go to the back room?
Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hello, Kyle?
Yep.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street here on Van Camp.
Oh, okay. Hi, Roy.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could stop writing your name on my car window in the frost.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I've never...
It's just, you know, like, I know you have your own car. Can't you just write it in your own car?
Honestly, I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, like, you keep writing Kyle on my windshield, and, you know, I have to scrape the windshield in the morning, but it kind of stays there because you're oily fingers.
Is this a joke? I've never once taken my finger and written on... your car. I don't even know who you are, man.
I live in the blue house. I'm just down the street a bit.
The blue house?
Yeah.
So you think I get out of my car and walk to your car and write my name on your... I don't live in Van Camp. I live in... I don't live in that area. I used to live in Van Camp. I live behind in another development.
Yeah. Like, why are you even coming all the way over here? Because I recognize you on the camera. And I know you never liked me that much as a neighbor when you lived here.
Who are you?
It's Roy. I live in the blue house on Van Camp.
You don't recognize me on the camera. I'd love for you to show me what you're talking about. I've never once... I really still don't know who you are.
Well, why would
you think I walk up from my house to your house and put my finger on your...
I know you do, because like you've done it like 3 times in the past week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know you do it. Look, you don't have to deny it. I'm not trying to cause trouble. I just want you to stop.
No, I'm honestly flabbergasted like right now. I have no idea what you're talking about. Like you could come to my house now and show me the thing with a police officer.
What? I'm not going to involve the police. That's silly. I'm just asking you to please stop.
What I'm telling you is silly. I don't know what you're seeing on a camera, but I've never once come to your house and put my finger on your window.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm just being honest. Literally, please look at it again.
Yeah.
Like as many times as you want in slow motion, whatever. But I can just tell you, I'm 39 years old. The last thing I'm going to do is go to some neighbor's house and literally write with my finger on your window.
Yeah, I remember, though, like whenever I would drive by your house, you'd always give me snake eyes and stuff, and you always had a problem with me, and... Like, now you think you can do things because you moved out of the neighborhood and you can come over here and try and cause problems. Just please stop, okay?
I'm just telling you, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Like, honestly, so when this continues, because whoever's doing it, I have no idea what they're... Where, do you want to come over to our house now so we can just talk about it? Because I honestly still don't even know who you are. Like, I moved out of the neighborhood. I mean, I just want to honestly,
like me?
I'm just genuinely... How many years ago do you think I moved out of the neighborhood?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? I don't pay attention to you.
No, I'm just wondering, like, if I just want to make sure you're talking to the correct person.
You're the one that had the problem with me. Well, you lived on Van Camp Drive, right?
I lived on Van Camp, yeah, like 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So why are you bringing all this up again?
honestly, please tell me, who are you again? Like, where did you live? Because I'm being serious. Like, I never remember giving anyone snake eyes, or I don't remember having any enemies in the neighborhood. I'm just not that. I just don't get upset about stuff. I'm being genuinely honest.
Yeah.
Can you please tell me what do you mean by the blue house? Like, because when you came out of my driveway, okay, what is it, to the left or the right? Like,
to the right. You know exactly.
To the right.
You're a bad actor. Just cut it out and stop doing what you're doing. It's ridiculous. I mean, come on, grow up.
I'm saying the same thing to you, man. I have no idea who you are.
What do you mean? So you I really need to grow up. I'm not the one writing on your car window.
I'm not writing on anyone's car. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I agree.
If you want to talk face to face, come down and talk to me.
No, I don't want to talk to you.
No,
I don't want to.
What you're talking about?
I don't want anything to do with
you. You're talking about.
I don't want anything.
You really think at 39 years old, 7 years ago, I had some vengeance against? I don't even know who you are. And so three times this last week, I came up to you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm glad you're willing to admit it.
I'm not someone who's like, this is so stupid. I don't know who you are.
I think it's stupid too.
You're freaking me out by calling me on the phone and talking about something from 7 years. I have no idea who you are.
Well, it's not 7 years ago.
Don't ever call me again.
You were doing this last week.
Don't call me again.
You were doing this last... Well, don't come in my driveway again.
I'm not going to come. I've never even been in your driveway. I'm dead serious.
At least I'm not coming in your driveway.
Dumbass. Leave me alone.
I'm a dumbass. Wow, a doctor just called me a dumbass. That doesn't seem like a very doctory thing to say.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street here on 184th.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering if you guys could stop coming up in my driveway and writing your names in my window.
Say what now?
You know, in the frost, you keep coming up here and writing your name in my window, you and Marlene.
Writing our names in your window.
Yeah, in the frost. Can you please just stop?
I have no idea what you're talking about. We haven't been doing something like that.
Oh, yes, you have. I saw you. I was looking out the window this morning.
What?
Because you've done it the past 3 days in a row. I saw you both come up and write your names in my car window. And I would have come out and told you to cut it out, but I wasn't even dressed yet.
Now, where do you live?
Just, you know, to your right, just up the street a bit, in the blue house.
The blue house up the street.
You know where it is.
I have no idea. We haven't been doing that. I'll come over and identify myself.
Oh,
if
no,
you want
it's a,
me to.
No, no. What? How are you going to identify yourself? Write your name in my window again?
No, but you're saying you saw me do it.
Yeah, you and Marlene.
I don't know where you're getting this from, because we haven't done such a thing, and I'll take a lie detector test on that.
Well, who else would write Don and Marlene and put a heart around it? That's weird. Like, I wouldn't do it.
I have no idea. It has to be somebody else, but we're not doing that. Yeah, I honestly promise you we're not doing something like that.
But no, but
I'm too old to be doing things like that.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't see why you have to do that. Like, it's not.
I'm not doing that. I don't know where you're coming up with this information, but somebody else is writing Don and Marlene, if that's what, you know, you're saying that's on there.
So someone's trying to frame you?
Well, it's possible. You're in a blue house where?
That doesn't make sense. Up to the right. It doesn't make sense. Why would someone try to frame you for loving Marlene? That's weird.
You know, I couldn't tell you what that's all about, but like I said, I am too old to be coming up and writing something
I agree.
On somebody's windows.
I completely agree.
So, I deny doing anything like that, because that's nothing that we did.
Okay, so...
Where's the blue house that you're talking about?
You know, it's across the... You know where it is, unless you're writing your name in everyone's windows.
I'm not doing anything like that. That's bizarre that
okay.
You even accused me of doing something that
sure.
I didn't do.
Sure you aren't. Anyway, wink, wink, please, you know, stop.
Well, I haven't been doing it. I honestly have not been doing anything like that. I don't have time to go do that, for one thing.
Okay, well, you know, I didn't expect you to confess or anything. It's not a big deal.
Well, I'm not confessing, because I didn't do it. I honestly, I did not do anything like that, and why would I do something like that to begin with? It's just bizarre.
I bet you it's going to mysteriously stop happening tomorrow, though, since I've called you.
Well, if you want to come and see my handwriting, I'm sure my handwriting is not the same as what you're getting on your windows.
Well, yeah, because it's on a window. Like, you don't have the same handwriting on a window as you do in real life. That's not what the pen writing.
I'm very offended that you're accusing me of something that I did not do.
Yeah, it's not even that big of a deal. It's just like when I scrape the frost off my window, I can still see your name in there every day when I'm driving.
No, it's not me that's doing it. I can honestly say it is not me that's doing it.
And it's great.
We don't have any reason to be going up the street and writing our names on people's windshields or windows or wherever.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's great.
You're accusing me of something that we did not do.
It's great that you love your wife and everything. Just, you know, maybe do it on your own windows.
Well, hey, listen. You want me to come over and talk to you directly in the face and then deny
Whoa.
That we did that? Because I'll do that.
No, thanks. I have no desire to hang out with you or anything. I just want you to stop writing in my window.
Well, listen, I did not do it. And I'm getting very offended that you're accusing me of doing something I did not do.
Okay, well, just continue.
Now, if you want to file a complaint against me, I'd be more than happy that you can file a complaint against me.
No,
but
that's okay.
I did not do it.
Just, you know, continue not doing it, wink, wink. I'd appreciate
hey,
it.
Now, listen, you didn't listen very good, do you?
Well,
I did not do such a thing, and it pisses me off that you're accusing me of something I did not do.
Well, excuse me for being upset that I have to go out there and Windex my windows in the evenings to get
well,
your
listen,
oily finger.
Hey, I did not do it. I don't give a shit what you're telling me or whose name is on there. I did not do it. My wife did not do it. We have no reason to be doing something like that. And I'm very offended that you're accusing me and trying to say that we did that.
Well, did Marlene do it? Like, you didn't even ask her. Maybe
no,
she
would have no reason to do it.
I didn't hear you ask her, though. I bet you it's her.
What?
I bet you it's her. I bet you it's Marlene.
She is not here. I'm coming up the street, and I'm going to talk to you directly because
oh, no.
This is bullshit.
I don't really want you to even come over. I'm busy.
Well, I'm very offended that you're accusing me of doing this.
I've got a lot to do since 5 minutes of my day is spent, you know, Windexing
well,
my windows.
Well, you must not have a lot to do if you sit there and call people up and accuse them of doing something they didn't do.
Well, it takes less time to do this than to actually go and write on people's windows like I'm a teenager.
Oh, my God. You're losing it, aren't you?
Well, I just don't see why
you're
you can't be
you're
honest.
You're a few marbles short of a Happy Meal.
Why can't
I can't believe you'd have the guts to call somebody and accuse them of doing something that they did not do.
Well, who else would write Don Loves Marlene on my window? On my
I have no idea, but it's obviously not me.
Well, it obviously is.
I mean,
no,
you're sitting there accusing me of... There's a lot of people in this world named Don. There's a lot of people named Marlene.
Yeah, but none of them live this close to me, and, like, you guys are right there. And...
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. That doesn't mean that I did it.
You know, now that you mention it, there's this teenager named Don, and I think he's dating this girl named Marlene. Maybe it's them.
Well, it's got to be because, to be honest, I have not done anything. I'm too old to walk up the street and start writing on people's names on windows.
Yeah. You know, it's probably this Don kid. I'm going to have a word with him.
Well, check with him first because I could say it's not me.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's not him, then it's definitely you.
I can't believe you say that.
Well, just, you know, it's like logic and stuff. It's got to be you. If it's not this other Don
guy. Oh, my God, I can't believe you'd say something like that.
But why would he write
it? That's a false accusation that you're doing here.
Yeah, but it's not a major one. Like, you don't need to get so bent out of shape over it.
Why would I want to do it on your windows to begin with?
I don't know. Why would anybody?
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Just stop doing it.
I'm not going to stop doing anything I'm not doing.
Now, I bet now you're just going to keep doing it just to prove that it's not you, because you'll think that
What is your name again?
This is Roy.
Roy. What's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
Durbel?
Yep, Doorbell.
Roy Doorbell?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, can't be your last name, Doorbell.
Why not? No, look it up in the phone book.
And what's your address?
Look in the homeowner's directory. It's right there.
Yeah, what's your address,
Roy? Doorbell. Well, no, I don't want you coming over here and writing in my window even more.
This has got to be a joke or something to do something like this.
I wouldn't kid around.
Oh, you must be, because I tell you, why you take the time to call me and accuse me of something that I did not do?
Because I just want you to stop. That's all.
I'm not doing it, Roy. What's the matter with you? Can't you understand when I say I'm not doing it? Why would I do it?
You know,
why would I even have the intention on doing something like that?
If it turns out to be
I don't have any reason to do it.
If it turns out to be that teenager, Don, I'll send him over to your house to apologize.
Well, I would appreciate that, Roy, because I know I'm not the one that's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you are. Like, I don't know.
Jeez. I don't know how I'd convince you that I'm not the one. Call this teenage kid and ask him if it's him. I'd like to know if it's him. You know, I'd appreciate you calling me back and apologizing for accusing me of something I didn't do.
Yeah, I'm about to put up cameras and catch you red-handed.
Okay, yeah, do that. Hey, and let me find out who it is.
Hey, do you have Marlene's number? Maybe I could call her up and see if it's her.
No, it's not her.
Yeah, but you never know. Like, maybe she's just doing it and you need to know it.
In fact, she don't even walk. She doesn't even get out and walk, so I don't know how it could be her.
Maybe that's what she wants
and
you to
she
think.
She wouldn't do something like that to begin
That with. Might be just what she wants you to think, so that you won't suspect her of going out and writing on people's windows in the snow.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you accused me of something like this.
I hope it wasn't you last year when someone was drawing a dick and balls on my window.
Oh, jeez. Now you're really getting out of line.
Well, no, I'm not the one doing it.
I'm 72 years old. I have no reason to go around drawing pictures on people's windows or drawing my name on people's windows.
Well, I didn't do it.
Well, I didn't do it either. I tell you, Roy, I did not do it.
Okay, all right. Well, I sort of believe you, but I'll probably believe you for sure if I get a confession out of the other Don.
I'd appreciate you letting me know.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
All right, Roy. Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a horrible connection. I don't know what all that background noise was. Maybe he was on a cordless. He talked like he was coming down the road at some point. But also, I just had a power failure here in the Situation Room. Power went off for a couple of minutes. I had to go around and reboot some things. So maybe it has something to do with that. Hopefully the next call is a little bit better. Stupid power failures. And man, that guy was just a roller coaster of emotions. He's cursing at me at one point. And then I thought he would get mad because I figured out a different Don and Marlene it might be. But he just seemed relieved at that. By the way, this is a list that was sent to me by Sarah back in August. I've called some of the numbers on it before, but not that many. But this is a homeowners association list. So thank you, Sarah, for sending this in back in August. I forgot how fun these are. People really get upset when you say they're writing on your windows. Like, it's not even that big of a deal. People are getting all bent out of shape over it. Like, I'm a doctor. You're a dumbass. Hello? You forgot to say hello. It's Roy.
Stop calling, okay?
No, it's
Roy. Stop calling this number.
It's Roy down the street.
Who?
Roy down the street. I live on C Street. What do you mean stop calling? It's the first time I've called.
Roy who?
Yeah, from down the street. I live on I'm in the blue house.
I don't live on C Street anymore.
Okay. Well, settle down. Jeez. You don't have to yell at me. I this is the first time I've called.
I'm not yelling.
Kind of yelling.
What is it you need?
You're like, don't stop calling.
Okay, stop calling.
Okay, fine. I won't even tell you what I wanted. I just noticed that this directory on the bottom of every page, it says April of 2012. So I'm suddenly realizing that this directory is kind of old. I'm getting a lot of disconnected numbers. But it's okay, Sarah. You know, I waited like almost 6 months to even call the numbers out of this directory. I just made it older by waiting.
Hello?
Hi, Joseph.
Yeah?
It's Roy down the street here in Ontario.
Yeah.
Hey, I was hoping you could just kind of stop writing your name on my car in the frost.
What?
You know, you keep coming over and writing, like, Joseph Rules in my window and...
No.
Like, I know it's you. I just...
No. No,
can you
really?
Please? Like, why not?
I'm not doing anything. Where do you live?
I'm just up the street in the blue house on Ontario.
In the what's your address? I'll walk down right now. I did not. I have absolutely not done anything of that nature.
I don't want you to walk down here. I want you to stay away and stop writing Joseph Rules.
I'm not. I'm 55 years old. Why would I be doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. But, I mean, like, really, it doesn't matter. Just please stop. That's all I ask.
Okay, I'm walking out on my front porch. Are you on the south side of the street?
Yeah, I'm across the street, but to your right?
To my right.
But it doesn't matter. Like, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Like, you don't...
I don't. I, honest to God, don't. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Like, I just want you to stop, because you've done it, like, the past 3 days in a row, and I just hope you'll stop.
Do you even know who I am?
Of course, yeah. I know both you and Karen. I've drove by. You've waved at me before. But that doesn't give you a right
to
ride
on my side of the street?
No, across the street.
I'm telling you, I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, well, I don't believe you, but can you please just not do it anymore?
Well, whatever. Call the police.
Why would I call the police?
I have not come near your house.
This is not a police matter.
You,
why would I bother?
Of me?
Why would I bother the police with this? That's dumb.
Why would I do this? That is dumb.
Yeah, I agree. We're in agreement on that.
I don't know who you are. I don't know where you live.
Oh, tell Karen to shut the fuck up.
Oh, you did not just say that.
Well, I'm just saying, she's like interrupting you.
Tell Karen to shut the fuck up.
Well, thank you for doing that. Karen messed it all up.
Hello?
Hello, John? John?
This is John.
Oh, hey, John, it's Roy from down the street. You know, the blue house?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was wondering, can you stop, can you please stop writing on my car window? You know, in the frost?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, in the morning, you keep coming over and writing John Rules on my windshield?
No.
Like, I
think you've got the wrong John.
No, I'm sure it's you. It's definitely you.
What street do you live on?
183rd.
Well, it's not me. I can tell you that.
Okay, well, I'm sure it is you, because I saw you on the security camera. I just want you to stop, okay?
No, you couldn't have seen me on the security camera.
I did so.
Because I haven't been outside.
No,
it's not me.
It was this morning, as early this morning. And yesterday morning.
Believe me. Believe me, it's not me.
Look, I'm sure you rule...
I'm sure it's not.
No, I'm just saying, I'm sure you rule and everything, but I don't need it on my window. Just write it on your...
No, you know what? It's not me.
Just write it on your own window.
Hey, you live on 183rd Terrace.
Yeah, in the blue house. Like, why don't you, like, and learn how to spell rules. You're not even spelling it right. You're spelling it with a Z.
Hey, you know what? You've got the wrong person. I have no idea who's doing it. It's not me. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, well, I know you didn't expect me to have a camera pointing out there, but I did, and I saw...
Well, you know what? If you've got a camera, why don't you come up and show me the picture of me doing it?
No, like, you just want... Like, that's ridiculous. Why would I do that?
You want me to come down and look at it? I can tell you it's not me. You've got the wrong person.
No, I know it's you. Stop this elaborate ruse where it's not you.
It's not an elaborate ruse. It's not me.
Just stop doing it, okay? Come on, you're too old for this shit.
Hello?
Hi, Pat.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Roy from down the street here in Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was wondering if... could you ask Jerry to stop using his metal detector in my yard in the middle of the night? It's very unsettling.
Well, we don't live in Lamont. We haven't lived there for a long time.
Oh, man, it's Sarah's fault. She sent me this old directory. But I know it's Jerry. I recognize him from when you guys used to live here.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah, no, he's got a metal detector, right? He keeps coming at my yard in the middle of the night. And
he doesn't have a metal detector. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe he just never told you about it. He's been digging holes in my yard looking for something.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm on Lamont Street in that blue house. Yeah, I live just...
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh.
I don't know you.
Well, could I just ask Jerry myself to please stop? Because he just, like, he's been out here, like, the past few nights, and it's just weird to have someone walking around my yard in the middle of the night with the metal detector.
Well, that is very strange, because there's no such person. We don't live in that neighborhood. We're not even close to that neighborhood, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm sure Jerry knows what I'm talking about. He's probably just sneaking out, and you don't know it.
No, I'm quite sure I would know.
Oh, maybe you think you do. That's probably what he wants you to think.
Talk to him, but this is ridiculous.
Okay.
And I don't appreciate the phone call because obviously I have no idea what you're talking about. But if you think somebody is digging up your yard with a metal detector, then I think you should call the police.
No, they're using a shovel. I don't want to involve
what?
The police. I don't. They're using a shovel to dig in the yard. They're using a metal detector to find things to dig up.
Well, that makes no sense. So I definitely think you should call the police.
No, I don't want to call the police. It's just like, you know, Jerry, I know he's a good person and everything. I don't want to call the police on Jerry. That's silly.
Well, it's not Jerry, so please call the police.
No, I
hold on, I'll let you talk to him.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry, it's Roy. I'm your old neighbor over on Lamont.
Roy who?
Yeah, I lived in the Blue House. I live in the Blue House over on Lamont Street.
Okay. What do you want? What do you need?
I was just hoping you could stop coming to my yard in the middle of the night with your metal detector.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do that. That's not me.
Oh, no. I know it's you. I recognize you from when you used to live here.
No, that's not me. I don't go over there anymore.
It seems like if you're going to come over here and dig things out of my yard, you should at least give me a cut of it.
Well, this is funny. I appreciate the call, but I don't do anything like that, sir.
Yeah, well, it's not that funny to me. Because, I mean, you know, it's weird to wake up in the middle of the night and I look out there and you're just walking around with your metal detector.
I don't have a metal detector.
Yeah. No, like, is your wife in the room? Is that why you have to pretend you don't have one?
No, I don't have a metal detector.
Yeah, I know you don't have one. Wink, wink. But anyway, can you do it in someone else's yard?
Well, hey, thanks for the laugh.
You're welcome.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Give Pat kisses for me. Isn't Jerry awesome? Gotta love Jerry. Maybe I could say digging in my yard is puncturing the frost line, and I can't have that. It's important to have a unpunctured frost line so the dew doesn't leak through in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
It's Roy. I live down the street here on D Street. You know the Blue House?
That on D Street?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could stop writing things in my car window in the morning frost.
What?
You know, just like you keep coming over and drawing pictures on my window in the frost. And I was just hoping you could
Roy,
kind of...
I have never done that in my life.
Well, no, I know it's you. I've got cameras out here. I just, it's not a big deal.
I'd like to. Could you show those to me right away?
No, I don't really want to. I don't have time. I just want you to stop. Just please stop.
Well, Roy, I tell you what, I swear on a stack of Bible, I have never written on your car.
I don't know. It sure looked a lot like you on the camera, and you know you keep drawing.
Well, I'll
like
tell you what. What day did it happen? Because I can't even get out of the house. I'm so sick right now.
Well, it was this morning. It was two mornings ago.
Well, don't accuse me of that because I'll tell you what. I have never done anything like that in my life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, except for you know this morning, and it seems like your drawings are getting progressively more obscene. And
are you accusing me of this?
Yeah, I'm just hoping you could cut it out. Like it's.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you call the police and let's investigate it?
No, I'm not going to call it. Why does everyone say I should call the police? That's ridiculous. It's not a police matter.
Where do you live at?
I know it's all in good fun. It's not that big of a deal. I was just hoping you could cut it out.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're talking to the wrong guy, and I don't appreciate what you're accusing me of.
Well, two nights ago, you wrote Bob Rules.
That doesn't mean it's me, like, I'll tell you what, because two nights ago, I was right here with my wife.
Yeah, a likely story. But anyway, it wasn't at nighttime, it was early morning, on the morning dew, on the window.
Well,
and I know it's fun.
I want to meet with you.
I know it's fun to write your name and things like that.
Well, don't accuse me of this.
I do it in my own windows, so I just don't do it in other people's windows. That'd be weird.
Well, you're accusing me of this?
Yeah, I was just hoping you could cut it out.
Let me tell you what. Let me get a pencil and paper. I want to know how you spell your last name.
Okay.
because I want to bring this to a head, because I am not guilty of anything like that in my life.
To who? The Homeowners Association?
What?
You're going to report me to the Homeowners Association?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought I didn't understand what you said.
No. What's your, how do you spell your last name?
It's H A
H?
Yeah, H A S.
Okay.
Q R Z Z.
Z U what?
Z U Z L D.
Wait a minute. Z U Z U L.
Yeah, yeah. Z D.
V D.
Yep.
And your first name is what? Roy?
Roy. Yeah, look, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm just hoping you can just
please.
Well,
I'm going to make it a big deal, because I am not guilty, and I don't want this to go. I don't want you thinking that I've done anything like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like I really even know you. I just, you know, I know we're neighbors and stuff. I just.
In a blue house. I don't even know where a blue house is.
It's the house where the car is parked that you keep writing on the windows at.
I don't even know where it's at.
Yeah, well, just like just retrace your steps from when you last
wrote
on my window.
You're accusing me of this. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get to the bottom of this if you're telling me the truth. I think it might be a harassing call here.
Oh, no.
Because I'll tell you what. This really upsets me, because I'm 80 years old. I've never done a thing like this in my life, and I don't intend to start now, and I don't want this out about you accusing me of something.
Oh no,
like
I'm not gonna gossip with the neighbors about you. I was just hoping you could please stop.
I don't care if you do, because the neighbors know me well enough. They know that I won't do that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, anyway, just please don't do it again. That's all.
Well, I am demanding an apology from you.
Okay, I'm sorry that I caught you. You know, I bought those security cameras and caught you red-handed. I'm sorry I did that.
Well, you didn't catch me, because it wasn't me.
Okay, yeah, sure. Of course it wasn't. Hello? Great, now people are worried about their personal reputations over writing on the frost on someone's window. What will the neighbors think?
Hello?
Hey, Don?
He's speaking.
Hey there. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I was just calling to ask if you could stop, writing on people's car windows in the frost in the mornings.
What?
We just had a few people.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A few people have told us they keep catching you writing your name on their car windows.
Really?
In the frost.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's I know it's not a big deal. It's all in good fun. But could you just stop doing that?
No, I have never done that. So that's the point.
Well, no, the point is you just need to stop. Just please don't do it again. That's all we ask.
Well, I don't have to stop it. I haven't done it, so that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know who's calling. What's your name?
Let's just go with that. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Roy?
Yep.
So who's seen me doing this, supposedly?
We've had 5 different people complain about you specifically. Just, people that live right around there, in the media area.
I'm 72 years old, retired. Why would I be writing on people's windows?
I don't know. Maybe because you're retired and you're just bored.
Yeah, right.
That's all I can think of. It seems a little weird that someone your age would be doing that.
Well, I'd like the people who supposedly saw me call me.
Okay. I'll let them know that maybe they should come over and confront you directly.
That's interesting. Or even better is, why don't you come to my house sometime? I'd like to talk to you.
No, thanks. I got better things to do. I'm just calling to ask you to please stop writing on people's car windows.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Noah.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, a few people called me and asked me if I could call you and ask you to stop writing things on people's windows in the frost in the mornings.
What?
Just a few people have come forward and said that you keep going around the neighborhood and writing your name and people on people's windows, on their car windows. In the frost.
I don't know who's telling you that kind of garbage, but that's not true.
Well, it's several people.
Who is this?
This is Roy.
Who is this?
It's Roy from the Homeowners.
Roy who?
From the Homeowners Association.
Last name.
Yeah. It's who?
Last name.
Who?
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me about what?
Who are you?
I'm Roy Who from the Homeowners Association.
Roy Who? What's your last name?
It's Who.
Roy Who?
H-U. It's...
Okay. I don't know who you're talking about.
You.
That's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard.
Well, no, we...
Why would I go around writing on people's windows?
That's what I'd like to know. But, no, it's okay. We know it's you. We just want you to stop. We're not going to find you.
No, you don't know it's me because it's not me.
Yeah, we're not going to...
I haven't been out walking in the neighborhoods in probably 5 to 6 months. So...
I don't know. Like, this is recent. You know, someone had a security camera and it has you on it, and other people said they saw you.
No, they don't.
Other people,
no, they don't.
Other people said they saw you out there.
No, they didn't.
Okay, well, look, it's not...
I have not been walking in the neighborhood in over 6 months.
You're making a big deal out of nothing.
And I'll guarantee you that.
Just please stop doing it. That's all we ask.
I'll tell you what. Call the police. I want to see this video.
Yeah, but
you're
getting all bent out of shape over...
You don't know what you're talking about, and whoever's doing it is pulling your leg.
Yeah, well, they're writing the name Bill on people's windows, so it seems pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious what?
That it's you, because, like, they have the name Bill on there.
Why? How many other Bills are there in this neighborhood?
Well, they say it's, you know, you're the only one there, like, right there in that immediate area, and it's just all of your neighbors.
No, they don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, that's not a nice way to talk about your neighbors. Come on, don't be like that.
I'm not, and if that's not a nice way to talk, then you bring the neighbors to my house, and we'll have a talk, because it's a bunch of baloney. I have not been out walking, and like I said, in the neighborhood, it's been at least 4 to 6 months, if that.
Well, before you said 5 months.
I do not go around writing anything on anything.
Yeah, well, not just writing, but drawing pictures, too. Like drawing happy faces and hearts.
That's a bunch of bull. Tell you what, if these people got any balls, tell them to come see me.
And like you know the residents over there on Ontario Street. Like
no.
Yeah, they said you drew.
I don't know anybody on Ontario Street.
Yeah, they said you drew a sad face on their car and a happy face on everyone else's. So they
Why would I be on Ontario Street?
So they feel like you're singling them out. I don't know.
What?
Like, you probably just walked over there.
I live on Street. Ontario's on the other end of the subdivision.
I know. You're getting carried away with all this stuff. Just like, you know, just stop.
No, you're the one getting carried away, accusing me of something that isn't happening.
Okay, well, you know, just please stop doing it. That's all.
I'm not doing it. I never did do it, so there's no stopping. I never did it.
Okay.
Whatever their cameras are, they're lying to you.
Well,
there are no cameras, pictures. And if there are, you present them to me.
Well,
you come over personally because you're in charge somehow of the Homeowners Association. I want to see these films.
Well, they're not films. We haven't.
You said they were. You said they have cameras and they have pictures.
Yeah, they're cameras. Like,
I want to see them.
You're saying film. Like
I want to see them.
Like it's the 1960s. Right? We don't use film anymore. It's all digital these days.
No, I want to see them.
You want to see?
Don't accuse me of something that I did not do. If you're not going to present the proof that I did it.
But why do you want to see yourself vandalizing other people's cars?
I want to see the proof, because I don't think you have it, I don't think these people have it, and I think you're trying to pull something over on me. Don't do it. If you're going to accuse me of something, you get and show me the proof.
Okay, all right, well, look, we'll just agree to disagree, and, you know, maybe just...
There is no disagreeing. I never did it, I couldn't do it, I wouldn't do it.
Well, you're disagreeing.
No, you don't know what you're talking about because you will not show me the proof.
Well, I can't show you over the phone.
If you said there is proof, then your responsibility is to show me that proof.
Okay, well, let's just pretend I didn't say that part and just stop doing it.
No. Well, then don't accuse me of something unless you got proof of it.
Okay, well, since, like, you know, now since you know that we know you're doing it, just don't do it again, okay? That's all.
Well, I tell you what. You know what you don't know?
What?
You don't know that I did it because you have no proof of it. And I'll tell you right now, I never have done it. Because I don't know why the hell I would be over on Ontario Street.
You were just over there drawing
sad faces. You bring me the proof, and then we'll talk.
He sure got the last word in there, didn't he? I bet you he felt like he was a television star with that line. You bring me the proof, and then we'll talk. Click. Basically, I'm letting him live out fantasies where he gets to play the big man on the phone and scream at somebody like he's in charge. I'm doing this guy a favor. I think that's it for this episode, though. I've called 4 pages out of this directory now. I'm getting a lot of people not answering. Surprisingly, not too many disconnected numbers. A few, but not too many. You'd think there'd be more of that, since this directory's from 2012. But thanks again, Sarah, for the directory. I'll have to call people in this directory at night sometime, when people actually answer. Maybe talk to them about my dreams.
Hey, Brad, it's Micro Corgi.
Hey, Micro Corgi.
Wanted to let you know you probably got a package heading your way within next week or two.
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't know.
Sooner than that.
Kind of a, it can lie sometimes.
You know, Google Voice, they call you Michael with Georgie. That's how they translate your voice.
That's not when it's going to arrive. Plus, it's busy season. Sorry,
yeah.
I haven't gotten you any music recently. I ended up getting into a band.
It's okay.
Around final season, yada, yada, yada. All kinds of lame excuses. I'm a hobo, I know.
You are.
But, yeah, I really hope you enjoy whatever's in that magnificent package. I think you'll like it.
I wonder what it could be.
Cheers. Micro Corgi, away!
No, don't do that. Even if you send me a package, you're not allowed to do that. But weren't you listening on the beginning of the show, Micro Corgi? I said I got the package. It was a yellow payphone handset, and I love it. And if anyone wants to see a picture of it, it's on the PLA Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. It looks so much cooler now than that stupid old black handset.
All right.
Hey.
Much boy here.
You
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea. I think you should
I bet you
experiment
do.
With on your show.
Okay.
I was listening to the Royco Construction
Hurry the
episode,
fuck up.
And I was listening to a little jingle someone made for you. Yeah, Royco, but, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that old thing.
You need to get some of your talented listeners to make these jingles for you.
I made that on Fiverr. I wrote that myself and got some girl to sing it for me.
To just make even more ridiculous ones, but made so you can pretend like you're holding, putting someone on hold, and make it like super contra.
Yeah.
Professional singer singing it.
That's a great idea.
And, you know, they think they're on hold, but you're just playing the jingle. And, so you can get any responses, either during it or after it, when you pick the phone up, like, oh, that's very unprofessional.
It's a great idea.
All that.
Best
yeah, I think
idea
that's
ever.
A great idea, Roy.
I do. I just said that.
Hopefully that floats your
not
boat.
Listening.
As always, Ruprecht out.
Nope.
What?
Turn it off. Nobody gets to do that. Got to put my foot down.
Hey, you dirty motherfucker.
Hey, Redbeard son.
Gary Busey, Redbeard son.
I know.
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, great.
I have left a voicemail for... I left one voicemail, and you played it.
Mm-hmm.
And you filled... You told Redbeard to stop playing shitty music, which was good.
Yep.
But then I left you another one.
Probably didn't, though.
And I forget what I was talking about, but you didn't play it on the past two shows.
You probably just
and
didn't
on the
notice.
Show before the last one.
You probably just missed a show. You ever think of that?
I said, all right, boys, that's all the voicemails. But you didn't play my voicemail. And
yeah, you poor thing.
Like, I just want to know what's up. Do you, like, not like me anymore?
No,
not you're
really.
Making me cry.
Okay, that's enough of this.
Oh, God, I'm sick.
All right, bye, Gary Busey. Sorry I didn't play your voicemail. It probably sucked, though.
Hey, Brad. It's Gracie.
Hey.
So, we gotta talk. You didn't tell us we were gonna play heavy death metal on the PLA. Oh,
yeah.
No. So,
what
the
hell?
My bad. But,
this is a snowplow podcast. Snowplow drivers don't listen to heavy metal. What the hell?
I'm gonna need to know who you, who made the intro song for episode 515.
Oh, here. Let me
Bad
find
Santa.
Out.
That was way awesome. Like... And I also need to download the link to that, Brad, so you better get that to me or, you know,
okay.
Bye.
I'll do that. So let's see. Who made the intro song for episode 515? I'm going to go to snowplowshow.com, and I'm going to scroll down a little bit. and click on the episode 515. And hey, look at that, right in the show notes. Show intro music by David Citric Savage. And hey, look at that. You click on it and it goes to the SoundCloud page. And there it is. There it is. You get it yourself. Isn't that convenient? I did all the work for you. You're welcome. I usually put the links to songs and stuff that I play, or at least I, you know, credit who wrote them. So if you ever wonder who did a song that's on this show, just go to snowplowshow.com or look in the show notes on the Patreon post of it. It's usually up there somewhere. Sometimes I forget.
Bradley the Hobo.
Hey.
I was listening to one of your old shows, and you were talking about three-way calling and how you used to three-way people together in high school, and you went to high school with.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would say if you're bored and you want some fun, three-way two people together who have the exact same first and last name. I've done it many times. And pick somebody who's like sounds old, like Ethel or Gertrude. It's so much fun. They get together, and it's just the hilarity ensues. It's like, hello, who is this?
They start talking about Ethel their bladders.
Speaking. Yes,
old
what
lady
do you want?
Stuff.
Who is this? Ethel, yes! And he's like, yeah, it's so much fun. But anyway, quick story. One time I did that to these two old ladies, and they eventually figured out what was going on, that they didn't dial each other, and they ended up blaming it on one of their friends trying to call them, and somehow the wires got impossibly crossed or something.
Yeah, that's
and
how it
anyway,
happens.
They ended up, by the end of the call, they traded phone numbers and became friends.
Wow.
So I fostered a brand new friendship via prank phone call.
I bet like one of them stole money from the other in the end. One of them was a horrible person and ruined the other person's life.
Pretty cool. So, all right, Brad. Keep doing God's work.
Okay, I will.
Love you. Sugar baby.
Okay, thanks.
Funny kiss.
Yeah. So don't think you're too nice of a person. You probably made one of them lose their entire life savings because the other one was a scam artist. She started talking to that lady. And she's like, oh, yeah, this lady sounds like an easy mark. I'm going to rip her off just like the good old days. Make
again.
Me feel young again.
I just want to apologize for the last time I called in. I was not in my right mind.
Like I remember.
I've been eating a lot of those mushrooms that grow out of my floor.
Yeah.
And I just got out of the hospital for abusing those mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to call and say I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm fucking lying, Brad. I know what you fucking did to Jumpin' Ain't Ramsey,
oh,
Brad. I fucking ran away
not
from the
this again.
Mississippi, Brad. I'll get you, Brad.
Now I remember your voicemail.
Jumpin' Ain't Ramsey!
I'm fucked. Totally fucked.
Hey, Brad. What's going on?
Hey.
Jack from Massachusetts.
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering when you were planning to get a new voice bridge up to
a
put
new,
the conference
new
option back into
voice bridge.
The show so the people can call in conference.
That'd be fun.
Thanks.
You know, I kind of had to take that away because I used to use ipcall.com for the incoming calls to the Situation Room, whatever telephone network interface machine, and it was completely free, and it had apparently an unlimited number of incoming lines, so 50 people could get on there at once and talk to each other, and I didn't have to pay extra for it, and it was awesome until they went out of business. So now I'm with CallCentric for most of the incoming numbers, and those are limited to two or three lines each for each number. And I could add more of them, but then that would cost money, or they make you pay per minute or whatever. So I just can't afford to do the conference line thing anymore. I wish I could. I think Carlito uses something that's unlimited, maybe. I need to talk to him, because that would be awesome. Like, on the call-in show, I could make it so everybody just gets put on a conference together as they're sitting there on hold, and it could just play the Shoutcast stream of me while they wait, and then I could just pluck them out one by one and put them on the air, and then my lines wouldn't get congested and stop working like that happens every time. So if anybody knows of a free VoIP thing for unlimited incoming calls, or at least really cheap unlimited calls, let me know, because that'd be kind of cool. I'm going to ask Carlito right now. There, done. Now I just have to wait 4 or 5 days for a response.
Hi, it's Mrs. Cotton.
Hey, Mrs. Cotton.
I wanted to tell you that I just asked my prank call hating boyfriend if he prefers your calls
to Walnut
Potion Castle, and he said that your calls were funnier.
Oh.
So congratulations.
Yay.
Bye.
Somebody that hates prank calls likes my prank calls better than another guy's prank calls. I don't know how to feel about that, but I think that's a good thing. Basically, he's saying I suck less, I guess. I have more voicemails here to play, but you know what? I'm not going to play them. I'm going to play them on the next show because it is now 10:30, And I still have to edit the intro of this show. I still have to edit the voicemails of this show. And I really want to get the show out tonight. And if I play the rest of these voicemails, it's not going to happen. And also, I don't know if I'm going to get another show done this week. I'm going to do my best. Maybe it'll just be another hobo-sode. I don't know. It's been a busy week for me. But I'm ending the show now. So thank you, Stan Trucker, Thomas Z, DeLorean Jackson, Lion9, and Mr. John for being the sponsors of today's show. If you'd like to be a sponsor or just support the show and get the extra show thing, you can do that over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Remember, tomorrow, or if I don't get this posted tonight, today, Rappy is going to be on the show with me on the call-in show, 4 p.m. Pacific, maybe. Maybe it's 5 p.m. Pacific. It can't be any later than that or we'll run into Dwight's show. We don't want to do that. But Rappy McRapperson, it's going to be great. Woohoo! Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to play a song request by Moses. This is Tony Singhor. This is called Shimmy. Singhor? Singhor? I don't know. Whatever. We'll be right back.
Roy Doorbell?